Water from a rock. In distress Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do unto this people?" He was directed to take the elders of Israel and the rod wherewith he had wrought wonders in Egypt, and to go on before the people. And the Lord said unto him, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." He obeyed, and the waters burst forth in a living stream that abundantly supplied the encampment. The Lord in His mercy made the rod His instrument to work their deliverance. It was the Son of God who, veiled in the cloudy pillar, stood beside Moses and caused the life-giving water to flow. All the congregation beheld the glory of the Lord, but had the cloud been removed, they would have been slain by the terrible brightness of Him who abode therein. The unbelief manifested was criminal, and Moses feared that the judgment of God would rest upon them. He called the name of the place Massah, temptation, and Meribah, chiding, as a memorial of their sin.